Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
New York City, it appears, has fallen.
The People's Republic of New York City.
Absolutely. I mean, and here's the thing. New York City is not just a city or a place we don't live because we live in South Carolina. It is the city. It is the home of the beating financial heart of America. It is also perceived to be the American city around the world. It's the one everybody knows. Yeah. Zohran Mamdani, who alternatively has described himself as an anarchist and a socialist, who is a functioning Marxist, elected in the Democrat primary. And I say tongue-in-cheek, New York City has fallen, but I'm also kind of serious, too. I mean, I've been talking about lawless, post-constitutional, post-American territories inside America. They're geographically American, but that's it. They are not culturally recognizable at all. I mean, to have grown up in the era when I was very small, but I still remember the fear, the terror, the horror of the Soviet Union and what it was. Made a big impression even on a child. This was a terrible place that you would only hope that they would escape from. How could these people have let their country descend into this? And you're watching it in New York on American territory. And I've been forecasting for many years, we will lose control of territory inside this country where if you enter it, it will be like going to a foreign country where you don't have the rights you do in the rest of the country, where it is so lawless that unless you are a member of the party in good standing, that is how places like China and the USS, former USSR function. And it's very much the way Russia functions today, although it's not a communist now, it's an oligarchy. Run by a very strong group of oligarchs, you will have no rights. And we saw that with Donald Trump. We saw, in the case of Donald Trump, the trials there in New York, we saw the beginnings of it, where laws were broken to try him. Just outright, in your face, broken to try him. Think basic principles of the U.S. legal system, like statute of limitations laws, Lee, simply ignored. A law, not a rule, not guidance for judges, a law in New York that says out to your fifth relation, a judge cannot have a financial interest in a case. The judge in Trump's case had a documented financial interest. I mean, his daughter literally is taking, president of a company, taking tens of millions of dollars from Joe Biden's campaign, from Adam Schiff's campaign, and then Kamala Harris's campaign as well. She fundraised off her daddy's trial. They made a mockery of the law. And that is how it works in these countries. If you are not a member of the party, this would be the Democrat Party in good standing, then you are persecuted. There is no other way. You're either in the party or you're out of it. And laws and protections only apply to the elite. We were already there in New York. And to watch this, to watch the Democrat Party tilt into madness, reject everything that is American, and embrace this guy, is unbelievable. I mean, you start going back to his tweets And he has defended over and over and over and over again that he needs to go ahead and defund the police. With, you know, people during this thing, you know, during the debate in a primary saying, oh, come on, you know, you really don't want to defund the police. And he has retweeted, no, I mean, quote, we want to defund the police 100%. Well, I'm tell you what, you do that, you've already got cartels and international gangs that have conquered territory in New York. We've documented it. They're literally running districts where they're selling kids at, you know, out the back door. They're selling women, they're selling kids, including kidnapped and women and children. You've got them attacking police officers for walking the beat, not even arresting them because this is their territory. You've got Trende Aragua gangs. Those gangs are going to run the streets of New York. They practically already do. And as you see in socialist, communist, and authoritarian systems, and very much the model for this is Venezuela that I think the Democrats are copying, the police don't do the persecution. The street gangs affiliated with the regime do. In the case of Venezuela, Trende Aragua is the arm of the law. I mean, it is Trende Aragua is a socialist gang. It is an inherently political operation. It's not like other gangs like MS-13. They're just in it for the money. You're going to begin to see those gangs become the law in New York if that is his plan. We'll lose the territory. It's lost territory. It's not just a city in Overshoe somewhere. It is the city. That's really sad.
Yep. I've already seen, though, where there was an article I read here recently where Charlotte is actually very close to combating New York for the title of the top financial area of the nation. Of course, you got Bank of America located, headquartered in Charlotte. You got Wells Fargo with a very big footprint there as well. So some of the leading banks in the nation are already, you know, in the Charlotte area. So, you know, hey, if you want to turn over all the financial stuff to a socialist system in the Big Apple, then fine. Bring it on down here to, you know, Charlotte or Atlanta or wherever, you know, maybe Florida.
Florida, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe, you know, maybe Orlando should be the financial center or, you know, Jacksonville or Tallahassee or whatever.
They're going to have to move it out. If this is the direction that New York voters want to go. Of course, we still have a general election in Cuomo. And I said to my husband last night, I never thought you would hear me say I'm really pulling for Cuomo. Like those words would ever come out of my mouth, right?
Really? But I think that's very indicative of where the Democrat Party is going.
Yes.
You know, Andrew Cuomo, a former governor of the state of New York, couldn't even win a mayor's primary for the Democratic Party in New York City.
And some
now,
say,
obviously, we know why, because he is very damaged goods.
Yes.
But good grief.
No, Cuomo isn't radical enough.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. Democrats do not care about the crimes you commit, the women you abuse. That is not a thing with them. They don't care. Cuomo lost because he was not radical enough.
Look, there is an opportunity for the Republican Party here. Because you have got several people who said if they don't win the primary, they're going to run as an independent. And in fact, Cuomo is one of those. He's got a third party affiliation on a party that he's founded. Eric Adams is running as an independent, the current mayor, who was formerly under indictment by the federal government. But this is interesting because you have a ranked primary, which means you have to rank the folks that you want. You actually choose, what is it, three? Or four, whatever. I'm not sure how New York does theirs. But this guy only got 44% of the vote. And since he was the top vote getter, he wins the primary. But he did not get a majority.
When you look at how this went down, I mean, you had David Hogg, right? Went in there, shook up the DNC campaigning for Mamdani. I mean, you had him out there. He's in the pictures with him. You had AOC campaigning for him.
Well, that's surprising.
This is the socialist wing of the party, and that's who the voters went for. And that is very, very
scary. I think
Bernie
endorsed him too, didn't he?
Yes. That is very, very frightening to see. I mean, this is a guy who says, you know what, government should control food. You know, we're going to run the grocery stores
now. Yeah, he wants city grocery stores.
Yeah. Well, the next step to that is if you're not a member in good standing of the party, whether you're talking China or former USSR, you don't get food. That's
he wants
how
free
they
mass
they
transport.
Want, they want to control food. Free mass transport.
How
they do
are you
that
going
too. They
to can, do that.
Are they going to tax the rich until they're gone?
Well,
And then it'll just descend,
the federal government to
into chaos. Yes, yeah. But you know, if Democrats take control nationally, that's what they'll do. But you know, like I said, lawless post-American territory. Yeah. It is only geographically American if this guy wins. But it's just a direction that the Democrats are going in that is really, really frightening. God help us.
I wonder if the movie Escape from New York will start trending.
Well, you know, the first text here this morning on this is, the Big Apple is going to need a Bruce Wayne to emerge very quickly. I mean, it's true.
Yes. Gotham has fallen.
Text to race to see how well a Muslim runs a major Western city. Just take a look at London. The Big Apple is going to, need a Bruce Wayne. Text to race, Charlotte and Atlanta are blue and getting more blue. They are.
Yeah, I know that. But I'm just simply saying that there's many of the financial institutions have already left the Northeast and are moving south, which is where the real growth and financial growth in this nation is going.
Yeah, and look, Charlotte and Atlanta would descend fully into the same kind of chaos if it wasn't for the fact they are in red states.
Yes.
That's what holds them back from those being lawless, lost territories in which you can no longer function in any recognizably American kind of way. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're seeing shades of that in LA where you have to send in the feds to subdue people who do not recognize federal law. And not just federal law, I'm talking in terms of immigration, but don't recognize American norms. Mm-hmm. Like, no, if you just arrived here from, you know, Guatemala and you're a member of the cartel and you have a long history and you're a hitman and you've got, you know, a murder rap sheet and Interpol wants you, no, you're not an American citizen. You don't get to function as one. Democrats don't recognize that. They don't recognize American norms, American culture, American laws. It all comes down to what does the party want to do?
Yeah.
And again, that is how China is run.
And now what the party wants is anything that is in opposition to Donald Trump.
Exactly.
It makes no difference, absolutely no difference what is done or why it's done or how it's done. They're going to oppose it. Period. End of story. Call it unconstitutional, call it fascism, call it a dictatorship, whatever. Anything the man does, we're in opposition to it. Makes no difference whether or not it benefits the American people or not.
Pretty much, yeah. That's absolutely, you know, where they are. So, and watching this spread in the Democrat Party, God help us if Democrats get elected on the national level again. I mean, just God help us. That to watch this happening in this country and to that great iconic American city. We still, you know, have some hope. Cuomo saying he may run as independent. And we, you know, have Eric Adams is running as an independent. Not a lot of hope for him, though. I mean, since Trump has, you know, ended the criminal investigation into him and he's been a partner with Trump trying to deport people, Democrats can't stand that. So, I mean, the odds of them pulling that off, I don't know. But just wow this morning.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know what they say? You go strike the king, you better kill him. Better take him out one way or the other. It's been less than 4 days since Donald Trump suggested what we really needed in Iran was regime change. I'd agree. When the head of a country feels perfectly comfortable putting a death sentence on your head on X, openly, and on your entire cabinet, and then tries to kill members of your cabinet, Mike Pompeo and John Bolton, as well as yourself, feels completely comfortable with that. And we have a political party in this country that snickers, laughs, and doesn't even put any kind of sanctions on you, not when you vow to kill Trump, and then not when your assassins and plotters for assassination show up on our soil. We have three of them in custody. Not when you fire 319 rounds at our naval ships and you have a brigadier general in the Washington Times admitting, yeah, it's only going to be a matter of time before the Houthis working with China to target our ships managed to sink one. You let that regime walk away after you hit them hard? Clock's ticking. Clock's ticking. You cannot have peace with that regime. You cannot. There's no way to treat them like a normal country when their work product is 1,500 bodies of destroyed, shattered, broken families, burnt alive, raped, murdered. That's Iran's legacy. And to act like Iran is just, and you know, whatever side you're on, Democrats or some of these Republicans who think we can have peace with this country, to act like this is a normal country, we could talk to them at a table, you know, they'll stop partnering with China to target our ships. They'll stop acts of war against us. They won't just go get nuclear fissile material from somebody else to attack us. Everything will be good. They'll come to the table. We showed them. We hit them. Nah, not this regime. Less than 4 days ago, Donald Trump was calling for regime change. Israel wants to do it. They do. I mean, the Mossad doesn't let you know that they have threatened to kill the whole second tier of Iranian leadership and wipe out the theocracy. They don't just put out a press release. There was a reason they let us know that was coming. Yesterday, Donald Trump pled for the Iranian regime. Seems to be getting somewhere. I don't know. I hope it's a head fake. I really do. Because we cannot coexist with this regime. We cannot coexist with men who fly in on hang gliders, as Hamas did, and slaughter innocent people for attending a concert on Israeli soil. Many of those slaughtered, remember, weren't even Israeli. Some were on vacation from Europe, dead. No big deal. Next time, they'll have nuclear fissile material and dirty bombs when they come over on the hang gliders, and maybe they'll be flying over the bollards on our border. When Hamas puts on its own social media feeds a video of them executing a 12-year-old and then filming the family of the 12-year-old to see what their reaction is like. The idea that we can sit down with the country responsible for that work product and have a productive conversation because we dropped a couple of bombs. They're going to come back. They're going to come back with a vengeance. They will come back for Trump on our soil. They have the means to do it, unfortunately, because Joe Biden let him in. The idea that they'll just be impressed with the shock and awe and stop is wrong. They're already, Iran's already declaring victory, and they are correct. They won. We stop now. They won. You cannot coexist with this. You can't do it. I wish we could. I'd love to have peace, but we can't. And the answer to this problem is very simple. You let Israel off the chain. They have the absolute moral authority to do this after October 7th. In fact, it is their obligation. You let him off the chain, you let him go. Let him finish this. or it was all for nothing. And not only was it for nothing, the liberal media will be right. We're going to be in a worse position. You got to kill the king. You have no choice once you start this. And we never really did have a choice. But the good news is we don't have to do it. Israel can do it. Israel is completely and thoroughly morally justified in doing it after October 7th, which Iran admitted they armed, trained, provided the logistical support in real time for October 7th. Again, that's their work product. For anyone from Tucker Carlson to Marjorie Taylor Greene to act like, wow, we've got to let them live in peace. You can't live in peace with these people. Not now. Not when we hit them like we did. You got to go all the way. Or you just created a bigger problem. Again, the good news is we don't have to do it. We shouldn't do it. Israel wants to do it. Let them. Again, less than 4 days ago, Donald Trump said, was talking about regime change. Yesterday, he dropped an F-bomb live on cable television at the idea that we would have regime change. Here was Trump after that yesterday at the NATO summit.
Israel came back yesterday. I was so proud of them because they came back. You know, they went out because they felt it was a violation. And technically, they were right, but it just wouldn't have worked out very well. And they brought the planes back. They had gone on to another journey because it was a little bit of a violation. And I said, you got to get them back. And they came back, and it was a great thing. And it's going very well.
Uh-huh. I hope he's not, I hope he is just saying that to give himself cover from the folks in our party who don't get it, who don't understand that if we don't take out this Iranian regime, we have not killed the king and Katie barred the door, who do not understand that if Democrats are ever elected again, Republicans will have to campaign for a bunker for president because they will hunt us on our own soil. They already have. Again, we have three of their assassin plotters in prison awaiting trial, one from a 2021 plot where they went after Bolton, Pompeo, and Trump, and then another 2024 plot. And then there's one of them we didn't catch. He made it back to Iran. Again, where is this Donald Trump?
I said I had a focus. I was the hunted, and now I'm the hunter. It's a big difference.
Israel turned the planes around, huh? Okay. Can't coexist with the Iranian regime. And folks, if you dig deep, because it's very hard right now to figure out who's telling the truth. How far did we set Iran back? Well, CNN's obviously lying there. CNN, we'll go into that in a minute. CNN's obviously lying the idea. Well, they'll be back up and running in a few months. That doesn't sound credible. But from Steve Witkoff to Pete Hegseth yesterday, nobody denied that piece of intelligence that CNN published was real. They railed about, well, that, you know, they shouldn't have released it. We're going to put that person in prison. It was top secret. They should go to prison. But even Witkoff walked up to it, but wouldn't say it was fake. Now, that's Defense Intelligence Agency. It's packed with liberals left over from the Obama era. What we have not seen, because they haven't leaked, are the assessments from other intel agencies. That's just one. It's the DIA. So it could be very possible that Trump is telling the truth, that other defense and probably likely other intelligence agencies have shown them intel saying we did destroy completely all these facilities or pretty well. And they just leak selectively the one. We don't know. But if you notice, they're not saying it's fake. In other words, the report itself, they're saying the CNN report's fake and, you know, it references anonymous sources. But they have not walked all the way up to saying the Defense Intelligence Agency report's fake. You know what that means? We got a big problem. There's no other way forward now. Regime has to go. Take the chains off Israel. Let them get it done. Rip the Band-Aid off. And we'll be beyond this in a week.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
New term, producer Tim, that I've never heard before, but I know exactly what it is. And I know you are probably going to recognize the situation in your house. Okay, there was sleep divorce, right? Where the two of you just cannot sleep compatibly, but everything else is fine in your marriage.
Right.
This is a screen divorce. When you never agree, when you never have to agree on what to watch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You just, yeah. So what you do with the screen divorce, you sit together because you still want to be together during your veg time, right? Which is at least, that's good. And instead of going back and forth and picking what you watch, what happens is one watches one thing on the big screen and the other one watches whatever they want on another screen with headphones. But you're still at least together.
Yeah, that's been my entire marriage pretty much.
Yeah, and I knew that. That's why I brought you in on this. Yeah. You and your wife do not watch the same things.
We do not, no. No, she's more of a reality TV person.
Yeah.
I'm not. I like actual stories, and yeah.
And yeah. So how do you do it? Do you sit together and watch separate things, or are you in different rooms?
It depends. If I'm gaming a lot, mm-hmm. she'll go in another room because yeah. I'm loud and I say bad things. While I'm gaming, but if I'm just watching something, she'll sit with me.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. But she's watching her thing, though.
Like, yeah. She's on her iPad or her phone or something.
Yeah, see, okay.
And she's a reader, too, so she reads a lot of books.
Yeah, I am, too. My husband, Rambo Loco, and I, okay, we're so busy. We do not have time to watch TV together except, like, on the weekends. That's it. And so we make date night because, you know, we have to manage the kids and stuff. Right. So... my husband has always firmly believed, and really kind of he's dragged me along with this, and now I'm a believer in this, that like we have to watch the same thing together. And anything less than that is a threat to our marriage. That is what he believes, right? And it's that important to him that like I'm like, okay, then we'll do that. And with us, like there have been a couple of times where one or the other of us who's loved what we're watching so much will sneak ahead. That is a betrayal. You cannot do that. Cannot get caught doing that. There's been fights over that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We were like that at first. Like
there was still like that.
Yeah, but like I would go ahead, and then she would get mad, and then she would go ahead, and then I would get mad, and then eventually we were just like, "Yeah, did you see that episode?" Like, and then it just kind of morphed into her watching her thing on her iPad, and then I'm watching the TV usually.
So the situation here, and you know, there's give and take in different areas of the marriage, right? And my husband gives on a lot of things with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, because he doesn't listen to the 6 o'clock hour. My husband watches one thing. I call them run around, bang, bang, shoot 'em ups. And it's basically a bunch of people running around killing each other.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out who killed who.
Right.
Before they get killed.
Yeah.
That is all we have watched in our marriage. That's it. That's all it is. And he keeps saying, honey, is there something you would like to watch? I'm like, well, yes. I would like to, you know, at least maybe there's some romance and something over here. And he'll say, yeah, that'll be cool. We'll watch that next.
Yeah.
And the next never comes.
Yep.
It never arrives. And on the rare occasions when we have watched it, he's sitting there with a certain look on his face. You know the one.
Yeah.
The one men make. Like, I'm being subjected to this absolute silliness. And then I feel so self-conscious about what we're watching. I'm like, I give up. Let's watch a run around, shoot 'em up, bang, bang. I have watched so many series. I can't take another minute of this. But we sat there and watched it together. And I watched my romance, my rom-coms on the treadmill. And that's good, because if I don't have good stuff on the treadmill, I'm not going to want to exercise. So it works out okay. But yeah, I have compromised completely.
Yeah, see, it's the other way around for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'll sit there and I'll watch, because she really loves, like, Hallmarks and things like that, rom-coms and stuff as well.
Oh, yeah,
they're great. I'll watch them. I'll sit down and watch them with her. And, like, sometimes some of them are good. Yeah, some of them are, you know, they're okay.
So you don't kind of snicker to yourself and roll your eyes?
Oh, yeah, of course I do. Okay. But
yeah, okay.
I mean, yeah, they're a little cheesy, of course. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'll sit there and, you know, appease her. But then when it comes time for her to watch something that I want to watch, it's... like she just doesn't want to do it. So it's the other way around for me, but I love her. And she loves me, and that's what matters, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and to be fair, if you're listening to this, you're thinking, you know, why can't he compromise? I mean, like, I'm on the PhD weight loss plan. You know what I mean? I pick where we eat. He goes to a lot of places he doesn't want to eat at. I mean, you know, it what comes around goes around.
Yeah, it's give and take.
It's give and take, yeah.
That's the way it is in any marriage, yeah. I mean, I usually pick where we're eating, and, you know, I'm usually the one that drives, you know, because I'm just like that. Like, I have to drive.
Yeah, he's the same way. I haven't driven the car.
It's not
ever. I don't drive us anywhere. He drives.
It's not that I don't trust her or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know.
No, you don't trust her. You don't. He doesn't trust me. I'm not going to lie. He's not going to let me drive.
I mean, she's a great driver. It's just I have to drive. Uh-huh. Like, I have to have that control, I guess. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. If I, on a rare occasion, have walked to the driver's seat, and he kind of just nudges me aside, you know, and gets
are you
in.
Sure you're gonna drive? I'll drive.
You're like, hey, yeah, give me the keys.
Yeah.
But, you know, on the flip side, this is marriage. Marriage is a give and take. You don't understand how much of a give and take marriage is until you get into it. You're like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
You know, on the other flip side, I haven't changed my own oils since I got engaged.
Yeah, neither.
You know, so it's like, yeah, you let him drive, but, you know, I mean, honestly, at this point, I don't even know when my oil was last changed. He does it. He doesn't want me to do it. So it's like, you know, give and take. So yeah.
Yeah. I do all the car work too.
But my daughter, who has, like, she's a woman, so she has the same taste as I do in, you know, stuff we're watching. She's a teenager now. She's like, Mom. She realized it a few weeks ago, because we watch rom-coms together. She's like, Mom, this is all you've watched, these awful crime dramas, for years. I'm like, I know.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, you've never watched anything else every weekend. I'm like, nope, nothing else.
I love crime dramas.
Yeah, but I'll be damned if I'm getting a screen divorce. I'm not doing it, so.
Yeah.
What are you compromising on in your marriage that just grinds you down, but you've got to do it? Text me, 800-905-0989. Okay, y'all. This is how fake this is. CNN reporting, we didn't really do much damage to the Iranian facilities, and they'll be back up in enriching uranium in a few months. Yeah. All right. But who wrote the story? Based, by the way, on anonymous sources, unnamed sources. Same reporter who broke the Hunter Biden story based on dozens of unnamed intel sources. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, you couldn't dispute it. That was not really his laptop. See, that was Russian disinformation. And just like right now, the media is running with it as if fact. How'd that work out with the Hunter Biden laptop? Not so good. At least now they can't censor people saying the opposite of CNN, whatever lie they're spinning. We have that going for us. Headline from CNN, exclusive. Early U.S. intel assessments suggest strikes on Iran did not destroy nuclear sites. But the lead reporter on the story is Natasha Bertrand, a documented liar or a dupe used by documented liars. Hard to say. Her headline, by the way, she was the one who broke the Hunter Biden laptop is Russian disinformation story. Here was that headline, which, by the way, you were not allowed to argue with at the time. Hunter Biden's story is Russian disinfo, dozens of former intel officials say. And of course, they did what they always did with dozens of former intel officials. They wouldn't lie. Not in this country. Dozens? Well, who are they? Can't say. Now, they would eventually go on to sign the 51 intel officials say it's Russian disinformation. And they did come out into the light and they were still lying. Anyway, she was the conduit they used to break that story, which ended up being complete and total bunk. So how much damage was done to that those reactors? Hard to say. Again, this is just one top secret source of intel, the Defense Intelligence Agency. We still don't know what the rest. We don't know where they're coming down. Trump and company claim they've seen other intelligence saying they did destroy these sites, that the program is obliterated. So we'll see. Time will tell.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.